What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this incredible city, whether they drive or construct or care for others. So nominate somebody who built this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. And where do you want to start this morning, Scheimer?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Lucas Giolito. Threw a gem on the 4th of July for the Boston Red Sox. That was their first win against the Nationals, 11-2. He went 7 2/3, struck out 7. He's finally really kind of seems like he's getting hot. Yeah. Here was Giolito after that talking about how the Red Sox are also starting to get hot themselves. Here was Giolito.
I think every baseball player's career is, you know, you have your ups and downs, you have your trials and tribulations, highs and lows, however you want to put it. It's been a long road. I look forward to many more, even the downs. Like, you know, when you come back from those, it's probably more satisfying than just being good all the time, you know. So, you know, I just look forward to continuing to work and for us to really get hot and start winning a lot more games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let us win this one. Don't let us win the next one.
Yep.
Right.
I mean, but there are guys who we have been demanding perform that are performing.
Yeah.
Like you got a story bomb yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
He's been raking.
He has been. Absolutely. So the question becomes, can they stay hot? Like, you know, and I get the usual text messages because we were talking about it earlier. You know, yes, it's a sweep, but it's not a sweep of, you know, one of the best teams in Major League Baseball. So, but whatever.
You already swept the Yankees, so you did that. So
yes, you did that.
You show you can do that.
I also think the most impressive thing about this is Garrett Crochet has continued to be unbelievable. Like, he hasn't put up a single stinker. Like, he truly has been your most impressive person on this team.
Yeah, he's your hog.
Yeah.
But
you got to sweep the Rockies. So
yeah.
There's no excuses. Like, you have got to sweep that team because that team stinks.
Well, I think the thing with this team is...
Oink!
Is if you can get what you're getting, obviously, like you said, Crochet, you know what you're getting from him. But if you can get Lucas Giolito to be consistent like he's been for his, you know, past several games... Brian Bale, same thing, get you 5-6 innings.
It fits to be a little bit better.
It seems like the bats are waking up. If you can get those guys to be consistent and then at the trade deadline add another starting pitcher and maybe another bat, like you're right back in the mix of not only a wild card but and the division as well.
And if Curtis comes back and they are back way in it from Hawaii, he's going to say, well, I said they were going to the World Series during spring training.
No, I mean, I think it may have been Jeff Passan who said over the weekend that he expects them to be both buyers and sellers come deadline time. And if the selling part is to get an arm, then I am okay with that. I think there are a lot of people who will be upset if it's,
you know, if it's Jaren Duran or somebody like that who ends up being sold. But
they're going to sell it to you as a way for them to – you're selling Duran in order to get a better piece, and then it frees up the logjam in the outfield for Roman Anthony to make sure he starts on an everyday basis.
Right.
And which, he's hitting the ball.
It seems more and more likely if they are going to do that that's the guy. That's the value.
And you got Sadon Raphael's hitting the ball well.
Awesome.
You talk about Roman Anthony's hitting the ball.
William Abreu has been great since coming back from his injury.
So you might look at it because Duran is having a down year. I might look at it and go, well, you know what? No big deal because we got some guys that can play.
Yeah. What's next, Shine?
Well, one of those guys that Courtney mentioned who has been awesome all year is Garrett Crochet. He is officially an AL All-Star. He talked about making the All-Star team and where the credit is due.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, Wonger and Narvi have been huge for just continuing to develop as a starter throughout the season. You know, the conversations that I have with Bailey and Holt between starts have been great. You know, just as a whole, I feel like since I've been a Red Sox, I've done nothing but improve, and that's to a credit of the four guys that I just named.
Yeah, Courtney nailed it. He has been unbelievable. So, and then I don't want to hear any talk of trading Chapman because I hear that from time to time.
Oh, I bet that's going to happen. I think it's dumb, but I would say if there was one guy I'm almost convinced is going to get traded by the deadline, it's Aroldis Chapman.
Mm. See, I don't know. If they're going for it, I don't think you trade your closer.
Yeah, but like, they're going to look at it as his value cannot possibly be any higher, so they're going to cash in while they can.
But if they think that they have a legit, like, if you get to the trade deadline and let's say they're three games out of the division, why would you trade a guy if you feel like not only can we get into the postseason, but we might be able to make some noise? You don't. I could see trading Duran because you have other players that can kind of fill that role. Who's stepping in as your closer? Like, you're not going to give away a closer like that when you believe you can make a deep playoff run.
Yeah,
I agree with you, Wiggy. I just think that they will see it as an opportunity to cash in on a guy who won't be here after this year, and so they're going to take that chance.
All right, what's next?
Next, let's head over to basketball. Massive trade in the NBA over the weekend as Kevin Durant is now a Houston Rocket. Shams Charania talked on ESPN about how Durant wants to retire a Houston Rocket.
The goal right now for Kevin Durant and the Rockets is for him to retire in Houston. They're going to eventually this offseason discuss a contract extension, figure out where that lands. But throughout the process, it became the finalists between Miami and Houston. But the Rockets really excited Kevin Durant. I'm told players like Alperen Sengun, Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard. I think Kevin Durant really views himself here. It's a perfect fit in a lot of ways. We know he's a number one. He can be the number one option on any given night. The Rockets made this move. It's a win now trajectory type of move.
Hmm. Well, they got Ime. Mm-hmm. And so how old is Kevin Durant?
He is 36.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he is 36 years old. He'll turn 37 in September. So, I mean, maybe what? 2-3 years, because he's still playing at a high level himself.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, his role in Houston. I think Houston's looking at, we need a legitimate scorer, because I like that young kid they got down there, the Sengun kid, the center. And so maybe they feel like if we can get KD, they play good defense, and we got a legitimate scorer on offense.
Yeah.
Other olds in the league, what do you feel about LeBron back in Cleveland for the fourth? I know he said, I always go back to Cleveland for the fourth. Like, go get some plate on your food and enjoy the day. But, like, wearing the welcome home. He could be trolling us, too. Like, playing golf, wearing a welcome home shirt, practicing at the practice facility. He knew that that was going to turn heads.
But who's he playing with? Like, see, like, I feel like with LeBron and even, like, with KD, like, those guys are still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure that there are other players around them that are very, very good. Is LeBron playing with Donovan Mitchell? Because if he is, then, you know, all right, you might, you know, and if you keep Evan Mobley, you might be able to say, all right, this team's going to be tough.
Yeah, and so, and the reporting over the weekend, and we talked about this earlier, but good to talk about it again. It, at least the quote about Dame Lillard was the Celtics want to get that done sooner rather than later, is what the reporting
was.
Well,
yeah, I would do that because the Eastern Conference is probably going to, the way it looks, is going to change with Giannis going somewhere. So if you're the Celtics, you got to be saying, okay, we need to get back in the mix when Tatum gets back. And if we can get a guy like Dame Lillard to have, to make sure we know we have him, then I think that's a good thing for the Celtics.
There's no excuse, too. Like, if Dame Lillard wants to win a ring, this is the perfect, this is the best place to do that. You come in, you're already getting paid by the Bucks. You then get that mid-level exemption. It's not going to count against the Celtics towards those tax thresholds. They don't have to worry about that at all. Like, it is the perfect situation where he doesn't even have to be number one or number two. For most nights, he just needs to be number four. Like, right. It's the perfect spot for him.
Yeah. All right, Shime, thank you. That is, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. Coming up, we'll be joined by Ray Bourque, one of your favorites. Yeah. And we are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So a reminder that you can always leave a voice note on any topic at any time on the Odyssey app. And you can listen to us from anywhere at any time of the day or night on the Odyssey app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, do it. And then you can actually rewind, go back, and listen to stuff that you may have missed on this show and at this station on the Odyssey app. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox had a great weekend, sweeping the Nationals on the road. Yesterday's win, 6-4 for the final after the guys scored four runs in the first inning. Garrett Crochet went five innings in his start, giving up two runs on nine hits while striking out seven. Now, Alex Cora talked about all the guys contributing to the win on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
What Trevor and Sedan are doing, go back to that Milwaukee series, you know, I think offensively Trevor right now, since that series, is the best offensive shortstop in the league, and Sedan, you know, probably the best offensive center fielder in the league. And you know, Nate did a good job right away. Roman against the lefty, a base hit, and then Ref did his thing. Great base running there by Roman. You know, we like it. I mean, it's good for our starters, you know, to have the lead.
The Sox back home now to take on the Rockies. 7:10 first pitch with Richard Fitz getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Very nice of Christian Arcan to come out and hang at the Nazwa on Wednesday.
Yes,
that was cool.
He's another guy who loves the lake life.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not love the lake life?
You love the lake life.
The sandbar thing is spectacular. If the weather was nice and I, like, knowing what I know now, then I'll be like, oh, next year I'm staying down there for the 4th.
Oh, yeah. Shime, Wiggy settled right in on a boat and was handing boat drinks to the entire Lake Winnipesaukee region after that show on Friday.
Because you can go boat to boat and just get drinks all day long. Yeah. And never have to really leave. I don't want to be out on the water. I like being on the water, but, you know, sitting in the boat when it's anchored.
Yeah, that is nice. The Sox will send three guys to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. Starter Garrett Crochet, closer Aroldis Chapman, and third baseman Alex Bregman were all named All-Stars yesterday. Chapman led AL relievers in votes.
I see. All acquisitions, by the way, that made your they're the Red Sox players who made your All-Star team this
season. Craig Breslow not getting enough credit.
I have to ask about Bregman, though. Like, I understand the fans, but I mean, he
came in second in voting too.
He hasn't played an awful lot. Right. I mean, are we basing
when he did though? He was hitting 300, like he was raking.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 2.9% financing for up to 48 months, or lease for just $279 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. The news coming up next.
Oh, yeah. We got to get to the news.
Yeah.
And we got to get to Ray Bourque with some of his thoughts on LB, Lyndon Byers, and we got to get the Hill Mail. So all of that coming up on this morning show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Curtis off for the next 2 weeks. A little bit of a break when it comes to Curtis. This is vacation time.
Yeah.
So we got the road shows all done. Thanks to everybody who came out and wrapped up the road show season with us on Thursday at the Dive, and it was extraordinary, and Wednesday at the Nazwa, which was great as well, and just overall incredible roadshow season. At some point, we got to figure out what the highlights were and figure out where we end up going back to and new places to go next year, I would think.
And I think that we should all just have a kumbaya, a sit-down with the lawyers and the powers at B.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of time. We can maybe try to get approval to do what we want to do from our attorneys.
Because we need people on that dive next year.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
For the 774 texter during the break, as I said at the start of the show, no apologies. Texter bothered that we are discussing Lyndon Byers this morning on this show. So I would just say, if you don't want to hear about LB, then do not listen to this radio show.
Yeah.
I don't get it because, you know, he was like, you know, he was a staple.
Do people lack a filter?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they're online. They think they can say whatever they want, Greg.
I've never heard your old show, so although it stinks he died, this show stinks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not everybody likes everything.
Very, very kind and courteous of you, sir or ma'am. Thank you.
As long as you're listening.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll change your mind by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Or the end of the week, the end of the month.
Like, keep it to yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't need to text in. Nobody's forcing you.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
that's
what the text machine is for.
This is Joel from Blackstone. Hey, Joel.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
So, two quick things. First of all, I met you before at a party for a plumbing company in Holliston a few years back. You shared your dip with me, actually, when I ran out of cigarettes. So, thank you for that.
You're welcome. You could send me a tin of pouches to make up for it. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sure thing. Okay, yeah. Text me your address. and I was at an event before, and then LB wanted to get out of there. So he actually he actually met up with me. He wanted to go to the Dollhouse in Woonsocket. And sure enough, he actually beat me there. I had a table ready. He was with somebody else. I forget who it was, but he brought me drinks all night. We had a great time. He's a legend, man. He's a person to look up to. He's been in the Bruins forever. He's just a great guy in person and on skates, you know?
Yeah. Larger than life. Giant heart. I mean, who would you even put in the same category as him when it comes to – there have been some incredible athletes that have played here, lived their lives here.
Right.
Who would you even put him in the same category?
Wow. With? That is very, very interesting. Because not only, played here, lived your life here.
But it's not about your athletic ability.
No.
It's about the way you treated the fans.
Right.
The way you embraced the region. Like, he came from Canada in 1982, and as I said earlier, became more of a Bostonian, more of an American than most of us who were born here and lived here our whole lives.
Ortiz?
No.
The way in which he makes fans feel...
Yeah, he makes fans feel good.
Not being from here?
But but it's like you could bump in... to LB at a bar.
Yeah, that's
like, and I think that's the uniqueness. I would say
you were
maybe,
more likely to bump into him at a bar.
Yeah. Maybe Zoe would be one of those guys, Scott Zolak. You know, Ortiz and these great players, they're, you know, we know them, but I feel like what Greg's talking about is like you could just run into down the street, like whatever it's at, you know, Chick-fil-A or it doesn't matter. I think that's tough, man. I feel like there might have been some baseball players. Maybe Remy, when he was still alive, maybe you put him in that category because he kind of was like out and about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Eckersley like that, or is he just kind of more?
Yeah, I mean, I Dennis Eckersley was around, but I don't think he had the same kind of joie de vivre, what is that, love of life, is that what
joy
that means
of life, or something like that,
that LB had.
Remy's a good one, Wiggs.
This is Rich from Saugus. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Greg, how are you guys?
What's
always
up?
Awesome as usual. Real quickly, that 774 texter that called in, I gotta tell you, I met LB a couple times at charity events. Stand-up guy, awesome to be around, would give you the shirt off his back. And that caller, I'll tell you right now, 20 Guest Street, buddy. Come on down. We can carry you right now. Right now.
Yes, that would be, if anybody called to complain about LB, that was his go-to response was 20 Guest Street.
That's where you guys.
That's where we were, and he'd say, come down.
Come on down. I bet nobody showed up.
No,
I didn't think anybody wanted to take him up on that challenge.
Nobody ever showed up. Yeah, I mean, if you were not tuning in and expecting that I would spend the majority of the show talking about LB and his impact on Bruins fans and the community at large and his commitment to help every single charity that ever asked for anything, then you're a jackass. That's what I will do for the. I might even do it tomorrow. To piss off. There's a 401 texter too. I might do it all morning tomorrow just to piss that person off.
Should do it all week?
Do it all week. I'll do it even more right now with our next guest, friend and teammate of Lyndon Byers, Ray Bourque. Hey, Ray.
Yo, man, how are you?
How you
doing? I know it's a little sad day today, but
it is.
I'm okay. I'm okay, but we lost one of a kind. And, I agree with you, and you know, it's a sad day, but celebrate the amazing things that LB was all about. And he, when I say one of a kind, I mean that. I haven't met too many people that was like LB on and off the ice.
Yeah. Well, he was the same person. Wiggy brought this up earlier. The same person that you saw who was playing for the Bruins or was on the radio. He was the exact same person every day in life when you hung out with him. I mean, he was all in. He had no off switch, Ray. No off switch.
No. He's one of these guys. It's like, be ready for what comes back if you're going to ask him a question, because he's going to be real. And that's what LB was all about.
and so much fun to be around. He just loved people. He just wanted to be loved and make people feel special, and he certainly did that. You know, a great teammate, kept things really loose, you know, on the road, in the dressing room. And I really think that LV doesn't get enough credit for the player he was. You know, he's looked at as a guy that, you know, when you say a goon or an enforcer or something like that, LV was a lot more than just that. I mean, when LV showed up in Boston, he was a second-round pick. We had that was a really good draft for us in 82. And LB was part of that. And, you know, in the juniors, LB was, you know, a guy that would score, set up plays, and, you know, if needed, would fight. And that's how he kind of came into the Bruins. And then as you come in as a junior player, you got to kind of feel your way and how can you stick, you know. And all of a sudden, LB was, you know, having a decent camp, went to the minors a little bit. But all of a sudden, like, you know, he dropped the mitts, and, man, it was like, wow, this guy is really, really tough. And he kind of found his way that way. But, you know, LB, you could play LB and not have to worry about, you know, him being on the ice for whatever amount of minutes he would play. And I just remember a big play that he made in the 87 against Montreal when we finally were able to beat Montreal and go on to our first finals. He was playing shorthanded with Rick Middleton, set Ricky up for an amazing big shorthanded goal that really helped us propel ourselves to get through Montreal.
And I think, Ray, you can speak better to this than any of us, but this fan base has as much, or at least it did when it was a part of the game, which it really isn't, unfortunately, anymore, but has as much respect for somebody who drops the mitts, as you just said, as a goal scorer, you know, as a skill player.
Well, the big bad Bruins, and, you know, I mean, it's always like, even, you know, even the Bruins now, you know, with some of the signings that they made and all that stuff, they want to find that grit again, you know, something that they kind of lost maybe a touch, and part of the Bruins always have to have that piece, that element to their team, because that's the history of the Bruins over, you know, decades and decades, and over a century now, that, you know, the Bruins are looked at as a team that's going to be tough to play against. And back, obviously, back in, you know, the 70s and 80s, that you saw a lot more of it. You know, the rules have changed and all that stuff, but it's still an element of the game that is still in the game, and the only sport that, you know, you're allowed to fight. And now it's, you know, the fights are a lot less, but still, when something happens out there and there's a reaction, and the fights are not staged or nothing, it's a reaction of frustration or having your teammates back. And back then, you know, that happened a lot more often than it does now, but still, it's an element that LB brought, and the Bruins fan just, they just love. And, you know, we had a tough team. You know, you're talking LB, Jay, Cam, Gordy, you know, Swoop. We had a handful of guys that was ready to take care of any kind of business that was going to happen that way. And when I broke in, you know, I had Terry O'Reilly, John Wentzik, Al Secord, Stan Jonathan. It was, you know, it's always been an element that's been there. That's been a lot that the fans just love and always enjoy to kind of watch.
Well, that's what allowed you to play as a skill player, really, Ray, because they would do the fighting for you.
Yeah, well, I'm still 20-0. I still say I'm 20-0, but I didn't have to fight the guys that LB did. He is an amazing guy. And you know what? Like, I just remember after his career, and then, you know, he teams up with you, and, you know, he had an amazing following when he played. But what, you know, what happened once he joined you on radio, and just the cult of people that just loved him, and some of the things that he would put himself out there for, is just a character that he'll be missed. You know, we all know LB had, you know, had his issues, and he had to deal with a lot of stuff there health wise. Yeah. Just a guy that was such a big heart, and was ready to help anybody anytime. And And then, you know, he was a big, I mean, being a Bruin and then having Don Cherry as a former coach that he never played for, but always really liked. And then LD, you know, kind of picks up on Grapes' attire and the outfits that he would wear sometimes and the clothes and just it was just an amazing character that will be missed.
Right. You know, there's always the guys that wear the A and the C on their jerseys, but there's all those guys that are like the heartbeat of the team that might not have that C or A on the jersey, but their leadership just hits in other ways. It seemed like LB was that type of guy.
He certainly was. You know, your captain or assistant or whatever that, it's just not one or two guys that is part of the leadership group. And, you know, and LB was certainly one that was always, you could go to him or, you know, he was just a guy that kept kind of a glue guy that kept things together, you know. And when I said earlier that, you know, he kept things loose all the time and making it fun, you got to have those guys because, you know, God knows the game could be stressful at times when, you know, maybe things aren't going as well as you'd like as a team or whatever. And those guys are key all the time. So he was certainly one of those.
Well, we've talked about it a lot this morning, but he would also do anything for anybody. And when it came to charities in this region, he would show up. All you had to do was ask and he would show up and he would go to anything and support anybody. And so we want to do the same thing for his wife, Annie, and for his son, Will. And so we launched a fundraiser this morning, and the Bruins Foundation is matching your donations up to $25,000 for Annie and for Will. And, Ray, I know you want to make a donation as well this morning.
Yeah, the Bork Family Foundation would love to support Annie and Will and LB's family, and we're going to make a donation of $10,000 on behalf of the Bork Family Foundation. Wow. So I encourage everybody, if you're a big LB fan and Will's got a little ways to go, he's a young boy, and we'd love to support them.
Yeah,
that's great. Right,
and I think that you know, it, when it comes to what he did for others, it's our opportunity to do it for his family and for, as you said, Will has a ways to go and college eventually and all that stuff. So, Ray, I really appreciate you taking the time to check in this morning and to share some of your thoughts on LB, on Lyndon Byers.
Thanks. Thanks, Hellman. I know you guys were tight, and it's a great really appreciate you coming out and kind of honoring and remembering LB. I know you guys were tight, a special friendship, just like an amazing teammate. So good work.
All right.
Thank you.
Ray Bork, thank you. All right. That is Ray Bork. You could go to thegreghillfoundation.org and go to beneficiaries and make a donation if you want to help Annie and Will. And we will be right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Back. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10, or at least some form thereof. I don't know who's on vacation when and where.
I think they're both back.
Both back? Okay.
I believe so.
Good. Courtney, you're here till Thursday?
Till Wednesday.
Till Wednesday. Kurt is gone for a couple of weeks, but Wiggy and Chime and I.
Yep.
Here every single day.
And the thing about, you know, it is obviously a sad day when you lose LB, but it's really about a celebration of his life. You know what I mean? I like to celebrate the people and the great stories. And I remember this story, and I don't know, and this is like, is where LB got the tattoo, but it was the wrong way. But he said, like, if you look through his body, you saw it the right way?
Yes. He got an American flag tattoo on his back.
Mm-hmm.
But the stars and stripes were positioned in the wrong way. So,
what?
You know, when you display a flag, you know, you display it with the stars up in the left.
Correct.
And it was the wrong way.
But where did he go to get that done?
I think he didn't explain how he wanted it done.
But wasn't
he looking at it in like a mirror or something?
But wasn't he saying, like, if you looked through him, you would see it left to right or something?
Yes, that's
there are a lot of people texting in saying Julia's crayon box.
Oh, yeah. Do we tell? What do you do when somebody passes away? Do you tell all the stories?
Yeah.
One time after my golf tournament, LB stayed at the Stowe House, so that we could go to work together the next morning. And he slept down. We had a bedroom down in the basement, which was also Julia's play area. And I would say about 3 weeks later, the amazing Jen Hill was cleaning said area and discovered the crayon box, which unfortunately had been used to get ill in.
Yes. And he left it?
Yeah, well, yeah, he probably didn't. I mean, what would you do? What would you do with it?
I think. Well, I think he'd be like, "Hey,
put
Greg,
it outside." I don't know.
Or maybe just like, "Greg, I think I might have thrown up in the crayon box. You might want to go downstairs and check that out."
I mean, the man, he is responsible for many catchphrases, some of which are still in use today.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changes if nothing changes was right. One of his big ones. He also, and I think Doc Leonard, as
nothing
LB,
changes if nothing changes.
Yes. he also is responsible for an advertising slogan, change your lettuce, change your life.
Okay.
Ooh.
Which is true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this. You go and get a new do.
Yes.
And the outlook on life is completely different.
So different.
Side by each was another one of his sayings.
My favorite is Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Google it.
Because that's what we say now for everything. Google it.
This is Jimmy from Martha's Vineyard. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey guys, how are you? Great show, long time listener.
Thank you.
I just had a quick story about, so
Years ago, I was working as a doorman at Tia's on the Long Wharf down at the Marriott.
Yeah.
And it was on a summer day. Anyways, Linda Byers comes in line. We had a line out the door. Linda Byers comes in. He's with somebody. So I saw him. I approached him. I got him a table. And I figured everything was fine. A few minutes later, maybe a half hour or so, he's raising his voice. And the people next to him are getting heated. And they're calling him a cheater and a bully and all this crap. They're from out of town. So Linda's getting a little nervous, you know, a little loud. So the manager comes over to me. I'm standing there watching this. I know who he is. The manager comes over. He says, go over there and do something. No, dude, I'm not going over there. It's Lyndon Byers. What, are you kidding me? He says, so he's like, I don't give a you-know-what who he is. Go do it. I'm like, you're not worried about it. You go do it. I'm not touching it. So anyways, Lyndon and this guy leave. I get fired at the same time. So I'm standing outside of Tears. Lyndon comes out. He's with his buddy. He finds out. He's like, his friend says, yeah, they just fired this guy because he wouldn't jump in. And Lyndon's like, nothing happened. He's like, what did you get fired for? I'm like, listen, man, it's all right. Don't worry about it. He's like, no. I'm like, no, please. Don't worry about it. He reaches into his pocket, pulls out some cash and puts it on my hand. It was 100 and a couple of 20s. He's like, listen, you're a young guy. You'll get a job. He had some colorful language about Tears. We laughed about it. I agreed.
Yeah.
And that was it. But he was a stand-up guy. And, you know, like, I was, you know, I grew up in Southie. Wasn't afraid to fight, but I'm not stupid either. You know, I'm not getting into that. So.
No, true.
I love your show, man.
Thank you, Jimmy. He could definitely get angry, but then 5 minutes later, he'd be the same lovable LP that he was. So
there's like, you know, there's when you get on the cuckoo juice, there's some people turn into comedians and they're funny. There's some people love to dance, but there's always a few that like they had this look. It's like,
yeah, the look, and like you don't want to talk.
Right.
To them.
And maybe that could be just the trauma of like that's what he was used to doing to fight. And so. When you seen him, you know, this big burly guy with big hands, tattoos everywhere, and you knew who he was, it's like, all right, A, he knows how to throw a punch, and B, he knows how to take a punch. So, like the caller says, yeah, it's not that you're afraid to fight, but you're just smart. You know, you're not going to win that outcome.
People are texting in saying you got him hypnotized to win the lottery.
Yes. So he used to, he was a big scratch ticket guy, so he'd come in every morning with 30, 40 scratch tickets, scratch them during the entire show, and never win. And so then we had a hypnotist come in who told him that basically hypnotized him into believing somehow that he had won the lottery, snapped his fingers, and then LB went on to scratch his tickets like he did. And then, however hypnotism works, thought he had won a couple million dollars on a scratchy and like literally started crying over it on the show. And was the kind of person that we said, what are you going to do with the money? And said, I'm going to share it with all of you guys.
Oh,
not bad.
That is really nice.
Maybe we should hypnotize you on this show?
I would love that. I mean, I don't believe in it, so I would love to do it.
You don't think it's real?
Yeah.
We hypnotize Courtney, and then we bring in Mego and say it's Taylor Swift.
Yes. Please.
Yes.
And just see your reaction to like thinking that, wow, I'm actually in the studio with Taylor Swift.
I'd be interested to know how I would respond. You know, what would I say to Taylor?
I don't know. And that would be an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. Our guy Jake C is reminding me that we took a whole bunch of, we did a listener trip to St. Louis when the Sox were about to win the World Series, and LB unfortunately overslept, and we were attempting to find him. Our flight ended up being delayed back with all the winners because nobody could find where LB was. But we did, we nominated Jake C to go try and wake him up that morning, which, I mean, it was, the Sox win the series.
Yeah.
You have to celebrate.
Of course. Right.
I mean, who wants to get up after
honestly,
that?
Shame in on St. you Louis. For doing an early flight.
in St. Louis of all places. Like, who wants to? But yeah, there's a million great stories. Some that we can talk about, some that we can't.
So. I mean, like you said, Greg, and I know, I think it might have been Swoops who said it, or maybe even Bork who said it. You know, we knew LB, the hockey player, but you brought us LB, the personality, the man that, you know, his teammates got to see, but, you know, you don't get to see that world unless you have what you had at AAF, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. you know, Bork and all those guys talk about the great stories you get. They talk about LB. Now you get to actually see that and hear that, and people who listen now meet him and get to see him out and about.
Some of these stories cannot be real. Like, I'm looking at Christy, Twitter Christy just said, what about the time he got crabs?
Yeah, he did.
What?
He did get crabs, yeah.
What?
I mean, that happens.
And he talked about it on
And he talked about it?
Yes. The man was as honest as the day is long.
Gotta love that about him.
And had no problem sharing whatever was on his mind. And that's the beauty of him.
That's
larger
amazing.
Than life is how they describe that. There will never be.
No.
Never be another Lyndon Byers. This is Kevin from Quincy. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Greg. How you doing? Sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I think the greatest thing that I don't think we've brought up yet was all the excuses he would come up with. I mean, the guy missed work like every other week, you know? Yes. I mean, and he had some of the best excuses in history.
Yeah. We talked about that earlier. He had some great ones, like he was overcome by fumes when they were redoing his hardwoods,
right.
Sprayed by a skunk. Lots of car issues.
Did he ever drink shower water and get sick?
No, that is Jackson's alone.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jackson and he are similar, too,
in
different ways.
But Greg, like, working with him, and I always, like, this always happens when it's, like, guys, former teammates that might have passed away, or guys that I knew, or guys that are close in age to me. It is. Because he was a young man, you know him. And then it's like, boom, now he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's why I think like.
Well, don't you feel like the older you get, the more it happens? It's like, it's sad. Like, it's just.
Yeah. And when we think about, you said we talked to him in February. Is that what you said?
Last time he was on the show was. Am I right about that, Chime? Was February for his birthday.
That sounds right, yeah.
And he was being so funny. Remember, I got confused because he talked about Annie, but then he talked about his dog as well.
Yes.
And he said something about the dog that I thought was his wife. It was
Wasn't there like a wooden dog,
yes,
too, or something?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And like, you know, so you think about that and you're like, wow, we just talked to the guy and you kind of think about it. And then you kind of start to think about your own life and stuff like that. So he was young and too young. So nice, just gone way too soon.
Gone way too soon at the age of 61. So more on LB, and we can finally get to today's news coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.